Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. The words deceased in bold white letters over a red background are now emblazoned under the photograph of Osama bin Laden on the FBI's most wanted list. And American officials are saying that the trail that led American forces to bin Laden's hideaway in Pakistan began in secret overseas prisons where CIA interrogators reportedly first learned that bin Laden had a trusted courier. Years later, they'd follow him to Pakistan, where his wife would identify bin Laden during last night's U.S. raid. So what does bin Laden's death mean? We'll ask relatives of 9/11 victims at Ground Zero in here in Boston, the father of a U.S. soldier killed after 9/11. But let's start with David Sanger, chief Washington correspondent for The New York Times. And David, first of all, to this news that's coming out about how CIA interrogators in these secret prisons that are now closed apparently learned the pseudonym of the courier from 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed when he was in one of those prisons, and then followed the courier?
Well, that's close to right. And, of course, we're still getting a lot of these details, Robin. Mm-hmm. And so we have to start this with the premise that probably most of the early reports on this are wrong in some way or another. The way we were briefed last night suggested that they had actually gotten the information in interrogations of Guantanamo prisoners, but it wasn't clear that the interrogations took place at Guantanamo.
Right.
But they did not get the name of the courier initially. They just understood that there was a courier, or actually two couriers, who were favorites of bin Laden and had also worked for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and some other high-value target terrorists. And, of course, some of those were at Gitmo at various points.
Well, and you point out there are so many things that we don't know just from saying that. We don't know if this information was gotten through some of the torture tactics that
were
used.
We have no idea.
We
don't know if they gave it up voluntarily or not. It did not appear, though, from the briefings we got, that they had a name with this. So it took several years just to find the courier. And then this strange site came up of this complex, which the administration officials who briefed us said they believe was actually built for Osama bin Laden. And it was not up in the Northwest Territories. It's about 35 miles from Islamabad in a fairly prosperous suburb that has a lot of retired military and some military bases near it. And this raises the really big question, which is, how could the Pakistani government, the military, the ISI, which is, of course, the main intelligence service, not know much about this facility, which had been, you know, was much larger than anything else in the area and was apparently right near a military base?
Well, do we know the answer? And do we know, President Obama said Pakistan security was vital to the mission, but Pakistan wasn't notified till after the mission. Now, we understand, you know, there are moles in the Pakistani civilian government. That makes sense. But do we know if they knew he was there, if there were elements that were protecting him there?
We don't know that yet, but we do know that there were a lot of different people in that region who were protecting him, and all of our experience with the ISI and its relationship to the Taliban would suggest that there probably were some who knew, but we don't have any of that proven yet and don't know for sure. It's a tough spot for the Pakistani government to be in, because either they didn't know Osama bin Laden was in their midst in an area that has a lot of military presence and a lot of intelligence presence, or somebody was willfully covering it up. The president was very careful in how he worded the Pakistani help last night. He said that Pakistan had been helpful in following many counterterrorism leads. He did not suggest that they were particularly helpful in this particular case. And it was made very clear to us that no Pakistani officials were told that this raid was going to happen. And I think that's part of why we're all waiting for the next shoe to drop, right, which is what the Pakistani public response is to an attack that took place by the U.S. on their sovereign territory without Pakistani involvement.
David Sanger, a chief Washington correspondent for The New York Times. We're already hearing, and we're going to have a report from the BBC, that in fact there are street protests erupting all across Pakistan. So that is something that we're going to keep an eye on.
I'm not at all surprised.
Right.
I think we are headed into
that
very
direction.
Rocky time with the Pakistanis.
David Sanger, thanks as always.
Thank you.